All right, so welcome to the January 31st meeting of the Runtime Config DB team meeting. We are meeting today at the new 8 a.m. time for now a couple weeks, so, and settling into this new time. I see Marge joined. Thanks for joining. Shankar.
Hopefully, now that we're not conflicting.
Well, some PCL use case team. Other people can join. I still can't find Shankar in the directory for some reason. All right.
So Joanne, you were saying something about Sandeep. We need to meet with Sandeep, right?
Yeah, we need to meet with Sandeep, and then maybe I'll call meeting Sandeep. Maybe Ted Shankar on the bridge too.
Yeah.
Yeah, you go ahead. You have a meeting, then we can talk. Yeah, on this. Yeah.
Okay. So I think the calendar entry now is good. At the time at least now is now okay. And I don't know if let's see. The calendar may still show us. There's some process to like put yourself in this calendar thing. And we're still not in this calendar yet. Does anybody know how to put ourselves in this calendar? There's some like process that I'm not aware of. Okay, I mean, I've sent multiple emails to the Linux Foundation tickets and...
In ORAN, there is a calendar page and you can add your meeting, but I don't know if you can do it the same way in ONAP. Like, there's a little calendar icon on the side, isn't there? Or can you just do that?
Yeah.
Maybe not in ONAP. Maybe
I mentioned it yesterday at the TSC, and somebody said blah 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 blah, and you got to do blah 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 blah. And I didn't. Maybe I can listen to the recording, but I didn't quite catch exactly what. There's some page or something where you have to fill in, and they were saying Well, actually, this might be interesting for people to know. So yesterday at the PTL call, yesterday at the PTL call, they're still assessing the Frankfurt release M3 drop, which was supposed to happen January 21. And you see the M4 drop is March 5th. And so what they were doing is going over this, and they were assessing, you know, what is the status of stuff at M2, M3. And they were saying that one of the holdups is this REQ 140, which affects three use cases, the bulk PM, the plug and play, and the netconf use case. And so basically, they wanted some people like Paolo Beniak from Nokia and Andy Mayer, who was looking at the ANF resource, to attend the PTL call, which is at 9 a.m. on Mondays, but it doesn't show up. And they were discussing like some things aren't showing up in this calendar. But anyway, so I'm not sure exactly how all this is supposed to be updated. But I mean, I don't think you can probably, obviously, if this were just a wiki page, I could edit. I'm not sure that's the way to do that, though. I'll try to. I don't know what the way forward is, because if the help desk and other people just ignore your emails, I don't know what to proceed.
You should probably just ping Kenny.
I have pinged Kenny 3 times.
Really?
No response. Yep.
That's surprising.
Yep. So
wow, that's just really ridiculous, though.
Yeah. I can ping him a 4th time, but I mean, whatever. So, all right, anyway, so for the M2-M3 scorecard, I think we're in good shape. I don't think we're in yellow, actually. I believe we're green. Here we are. So we're green for M3, which is great. And I think Joanne and I were talking about, we had met with, a while ago actually, we met with D'Antimony and Yuri talking about how to proceed and that this project would be part of CCSDK. So that's kind of the way forward. And the last time we spoke with people, we had said that things were looking good. And as John points out, I think we do need to touch, I haven't touched base with Sandeep. Neither of us have touched base with Sandeep. And so what's happening is basically this project is going to become part of CCSDK. They gave me the ticket number CCSDK 1963. What's due yet is that Sandeep is supposed to, I think, make a presentation of what this new architecture will look like or come up with a slide or two of how some of the details of how this is going to get incorporated into CCSDK. But as far as, you know, the actual project PTL leads, Dan and Yuri seem to be aware of what's going on, and they're blessing it, and that's why, you know, we're in green status. I think it seems like it's in good shape. But we do need to touch base with Sandeep, and so that's what Joanne was saying, is we should probably have a meeting. I mean, we could talk here on this call too, but or hold a side meeting, that's fine. So Joanne, did you want to set that up?
Yeah.
I can set it up too, if you want.
I spoke to one of the in the last week, you said you should go to the CCSDK. I went to the meeting last Friday at the CCSDK hosting by the Dan.
Right.
And then Sandeep also was on the call too. So we had a quite a big discussion on the ConfigDB. And the Shankar, that's what I heard. Shankar, I was originally thinking that the beginning for the, you know, it was part of the ending for the Frankfurt release. So the Yen model will come from O-RAN, right? And we will do the service that, so because the, you know, for given the time, and the ConfigDB will serve, or you know, for the some use case at first. So the then the Shankar to work on the, you know, for his use case, and based on the feedback, the Yen model it's really not like an O-RAN model, still like original, like a broadband model, like a some use case use. And so the conversion, that's the version we need to talk to, because the Yen model, you use the broadband, just say, right? And you get a device from the, to another Yen model, right? Unless you say, you come in Yen model, you device model, it's the same Yen model or now. And that's the one, the second one conversion, right? From, you get the Yen from SDNR, right? From SDNR, you put it into the CCSDK. So how the Yen model to convert to the okay. You know, to the SQL. Yeah.
Hi, I just joined.
Hi, Sajanko, yeah.
Yeah, please go ahead.
So that piece we needed to talk to the Sandeep, and we make sure the, you know, the and the all the hot topic of, you know, for the DMAP configuration. And now the West Collector, officially will be divided by the
Jan, let me just see if I can summarize what you're saying. So basically you're saying that we need to figure out how to convert the Yang model that's used.
Yeah, they are doing some Yang model
to be used into CCSDK. Did I get the main topic right?
So the basically the SDNR is supposedly, right, the SNR, right? Get Yen model via Medicon Yen so far, right? Mm-hmm. Then put into the configure DB become part of the CCSD, say CCSDK, right? So they put the Yen model will be converted to Yen to SQL, right? So I think the TED is doing partially for the Sun use case, Xiangke, right? But the things that I would like to maybe talk about, maybe just pick offline, we need to have a clarification for this, how, you know, they did a parameter, like say, labor list for the, you know, for configuration, but I think we still can extend this parameter to configure DB, you know, can be scope of fitting to configure DB requirement, right? That's the thing we need to find out. And the plus, the second issue, the waste collector, right? The notification. The notifications officially will be developed by the Nokia. But I think that for the Frankfurt release, in the Shankar's use case, they are using the WePro based on the Sammy's feedback, right? Last Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so WePro will be
about
webbed
that last week. But
just make sure they, because we want to make sure the specification, both of they say, you know, we can, should be in line or how the official work, or we, that will be just temporary. When the official Nokia kick in, then the WePro will, you know, just see how the coordination between WePro and the Nokia. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that one. Okay, that point I understand. So just to catch people up, basically Marge was working with the new delegate for Alouk because he's out on medical leave, and they called a meeting. Well, Marge, you want to talk about what's going on here?
Sure. Sure. So the VES event specification that is currently on the Read the Docs is a 7.1, which is an older specification from December 2018. And a number of us were involved in reviewing updates called 7.1.1 in the fourth quarter of last year, but those were not published anywhere. And there were a lot of drafts that were sent around, so it was not 100% clear whether they had all been formally reviewed. So we met with Trevor, who was taking over the getting the VES stuff on the Read the Docs, because that's really the official place. And he said what the plan is to retire the Word document and to have the VES specification be on the Read the Docs. So we met with a number of folks who've been involved in VES, and we decided to take this draft 4 of VES 7.1.1, and Trevor has incorporated the changes with a CR and has sent this out for review. So it's important that everybody reviews this VES specification because we're not really sure how many of the changes have really been broadly looked at. And that's because both Alouk and Rich aren't available to discuss this with. It's possible they've been reviewed before and people say, oh yes, I saw that, you know, approve. But we want to have this 7.1.1 draft 4 be the official for Frankfurt. And then there is also a corresponding VES event registration document that has some critical updates in it as well. And I think that's 2.3.1, but I can't remember for sure the number there. What we also did was scoured everyone's email and found the most current, or the one that looks the most up to date. And that at least includes the mandatory changes that folks in Ericsson were aware of and folks in Nokia were aware of. And that draft, Trevor, also is getting a CR pulled together for the Read the Docs. So both of those documents, I believe, are out for review right now, and I actually have to go back and review them myself. But the goal then would be to to manage this with versions on that are attached to releases. So 7.1.1 will be for Frankfurt. And then we need to make some additional updates for 7.2. Though 7.2 would most likely be what goes with Guilin. Now I say most likely because it's possible that, you know, 7.2 will be published and then we'll see some major additional change. But the plan is for 7.2 to be for Guilin. So I think this is really good because that way you'll be able to see with the read the docs which version is associated with which release. Because with the Word document, it was really hard to correlate them. So I think this is a really good update. And, you know, it's possible that we could have done this a little more quickly, but we just didn't know where the reviews were at.
There's also another important point too, I believe, that from the things might get pushed out, right? We were expecting originally the CM Notify to be in R6.
Well, they are pushed out. Yeah. The ONAP 3GPP ORAN harmonization is pushed into Guilin because we are still discussing within SA5, and we need to also discuss within ONAP how we want to address this. There have been several meetings going on with members from the standards team, and I think the direction for SA5 is now reached, but with the agreement that we think we have, now we have to figure out what the best way is to be able to modify the common header in a backward compatibly acceptable way, because we don't want to change the common header, you know, that would impact people who are already using existing VES events. So that work, I'm hoping, is going to converge soon. Once that work converges, then we can start to, that'll be in 7.2. And then what we'll do is we will then start to work on introducing these additional notifications, you know, following this new convention that'll be in 7.2.
So Marjorie, I know the AT&T, the Ming Chen and the Friday, you know, are the, you know, Andy, would you, do you have the link to the draft we can?
Oh, sure. I do have the link to the draft. Let me find it and put it in the chat.
Okay, please. Yeah.
Okay.
Is this link the same as the Read the Docs?
It should be.
Okay.
The CR is off the Read the Docs, I believe.
Oh, really? I had the CR, I had the Read the Docs open now.
So I think Jen was just looking.
Could be wrong, but let me find the email from Trevor and I'll find that. I'll just make sure we are all on the same page.
Just a question. Is there an official procedure for the review?
I think we talked about opening a multiple JIRA tickets. We decided that wasn't very good. So I think Trevor open up like one JIRA ticket, I thought?
I'm looking it up right now.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Marsh. So Zoo, I think
okay,
we just,
so,
yeah, that way. Go ahead. Yeah.
Well, so let me see. Here's a link. I'm going to put that in the chat quick first. So,
my question is that is there official meeting for review, or is there any deadlines for people to
I don't know, but this is what I just put the link in for is the review for VES event registration spec has now been created. So this is the review artifact. I'm going to give you the document right here. And it says if you want to participate in the review, it gives you some other things. Oscar has been involved.
Oscar said yesterday he contacted and passed around to other people in Ericsson. So I don't know if Sue, you were on his email or Michaela, but.
Yes, I received that email, but okay. It's not clear for me. Is there any deadline for it?
Well, I'm not in charge of this review.
Yeah, Trevor is leading the review, yeah.
So I am reading the email, which you should also have, but it says, I will leave the review open until the end of day Friday, February 7th. If there remains, if items remain under debate by that time and not resolved via the review process, then I will schedule a meeting to address the concerns. So I think what we're supposed to be doing is please review the comments that exist in the Word document attached to the JIRA ticket, as I would not carry these forward into the spec. And then he has a link. Important, if you don't hit reply in Garrett, then no one can see your draft comments. Well, the bad part about this is not everybody knows Garrett. So this could be a problem. But it appears we're supposed to put our comments in Garrett. Let me see if I can, I have an email.
Here, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I put two links in that show where these requirements are. And then I, let's see, his words should be in the, I mean, I haven't had time to look at this yet. So I was going to look at this afternoon. So,
okay.
He wanted to come up with long-term an official list of reviewers, but I told him that Oscar and Erickson needed to be involved in the review, and then there were another number of other people that he had identified, and then we were trying to put out, in general, the need to do this, and that's why we brought it up at the 5G use case meeting yesterday, so that if there were other interested parties that wanted to also review, they'd be aware of this.
Okay. So the point that it's sort of relevant to this use case is that we need the CM notify. This use case was kind of depending on the CM notify.
I thought what you guys were doing was mocking up the CM notify for this release. Okay.
Just give me one second. So hold on.
Because this review is not addressing CM notify.
CM
notify is in 7.2.
Does the 7.1.1 draft on read the docs have the CM notify?
No.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah. So this is
7.2 draft floating around.
Yeah.
So one of the one CM flows.
Yeah. One of
that's
the
one
CM notify.
Ben, that's the one Ben you added to the to your wiki last week, right?
Whoa. So, that draft document was not supposed to be published. That 7.2 draft document.
No. I didn't add 7.2 to the wiki last week. I added 7.1.1, which was what was draft 4, which is what's available, right? So this is what I added last week. So let me just try to get everybody on the same page here. The use case is this runtime config DB. And the reason why we're talking about this, Marge is talking about the best event, is because one of the ways to get information into the runtime DB is through a CM notify event, right? So there's several ways to get information to the runtime DB, but one of the ones that we're looking at to try to test in R6 or try to use in R6 was the PNF says, I've got some information I'd like to add to the runtime DB. It comes in through a best event, it's collected, and then written into the runtime DB over DMAP. so that's the best event is would be normally defined in these two best specifications. And it was originally slated, I think, for 7.1.1 draft 4, but I think it's been taken out. So anyway, it's in 7.2, as Marge says. The team, like Sandeep, is looking to kind of mock up something just so for demo purposes, so we can try it out. And so that's why Shankar is asking, is there some details about what the CM notify looks like so that they can sort of test it out? So I hope that catches everybody onto the same page now. So that's why they're kind of interested in the best 7.2, even though it's unpublished, just so they can test it, I think, right? Is that
right? And
did I get everything right for everybody?
The team that creates this mock-up best message is actually from Wipro, because it'll be generated from the brand sim. And the team that's parsing the message, that's Sandeep from IBM. In some sense, and there is email going back and forth, and Sandeep's basically saying, look, whatever it is, we want to make sure it's not throwaway work. And so we said, basically, it is, the message will look very, the format should be very similar to what it would be in 7.2 if we have enough information of what.
So the other thing.
Modify would show up.
So the other thing that I'm not clear about was that I think Nokia was also looking to develop the officially the CM Notify.
What do you mean by develop the CM Notify? We contributed the it's kind of a 3GPP formatted CM Notify to the VES specifications. Are you saying modifications to DCAE to be able to?
The actual code.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Yes. We did offer to contribute the code that would support the additional domain in DCAE and to support the routing within DMAP for this new domain. Yes. And that would be done in R7. But we have to, I want to just push back on what we agreed to do a little bit, because it's possible that this will be done slightly differently due to the discussions with standards. Now, what the content of the event will look like, which is, I think, what Shankar cares about, I don't think the content of the event itself will change that much, but the domain it belongs to potentially will change, and other parameters within the common header will potentially change. So we, you know, Nokia will most likely contribute, you know, the support of processing those things, unless AT&T or another company, you know, wants to do it. So, you know, we should see it in R7. I just don't know exactly what contribution we will need to make to support it. It all depends on what they decide to do strategically with this ONAMP, absorption of these 3GPP notifications. And really, I do think we've got some good representation on the calls discussing that, because we, unfortunately, the call last week didn't have VES people on it. But David Smith has called a meeting for next Friday, and I'm hoping at that meeting, I told him we have to have those people, because we had Ericsson people and Nokia people, and we had standards people last time, but we didn't have VES DCAE people, and those are the people that this would somewhat impact. So we did have them on a prior call, so it's not like they don't know what's going on, but we didn't have them last week. So we need them in order to be able to converge on a solution. So I'm sorry to be so long-winded here, but I just wanted to be clear on where things are going, and that this is why we pulled back, because if the overall way in which you're going to deliver 3GPP notifications architecturally is going to be slightly modified, then no one wants to make some contributions right now until we get that settled out.
Which is the thing that's the thing that's we need to be clear about is how to proceed is that, you know, the repo team was looking to mock up the CM Notify, which also Nokia is also looking to, or was looking to, which as Marge has been pushed out to R7, but was also looking to do more or less the same thing. So I see sort of two concurrent similar activities happening, and I want to make sure they're not stepping on each other's toes, and they're coordinated, and people are each other's teams are aware of each other, right? So,
well, I think for a POC, so can I just add a new valid domain, right? Yeah, this is a POC.
Just to comment, Ben, I think Wipro was not looking to make modifications in the VES collector.
Yeah,
they were asking the DCI PTL, when will that be updated? We don't really want to do it if DCI is going to do it. So they were only most interested in what kind of message should be generated from the RAN SIM. And then for the sake of the SON POC, it's like, what kind of DMAP message will eventually show up? So what is the VES input to the VES collector, and what's the output from DCAE onto DMAP?
And so I would say, Shankar, what you should do is wait until next Friday, because if they decide then on the solution, then I think that people can start to extrapolate what things are going to look like.
Right, and so Swami from Wipro and Sandeep from IBM are aware of this, and they've started looking at it. And as someone just manually makes some simple message, they should be ready to make modifications, because maybe the header will change, maybe there'll be one more field or something like that.
Right.
So I think I have one question, Marge. Do you have a sense of how much the West standard coming into the collector directly impacts any messages being published by DCAE onto ONAP DMAP? Is it almost a one-to-one, or is there some kind of
transformation? I'm not sure if I understand the question. Are you saying?
So can I, Ben, can I show my slide? I think it's the, so at least it'll show you the way I'm thinking about it, and I might be making a wrong assumption. Where did that go? Share. So can you see this?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. So in here on the bottom right, in step 3A, there is a West message being generated by the RAN, and it comes into the West collector. And in step 4A, something is published onto DMAP, and then it's subscribed by STNR, which will parse that DMAP message. The question is, the contents of this West message in 3A and the one in 4A, remember we also have FM and PM coming, so the FM and PM is 4D and the CM is 4A. And the question is, what makes sense overall for ONAP? Because there are basically, the West collector is, and maybe adjunct modules in DCAE are the conduit for information from the RAN. But there might be filtering going on, there might be mapping. So do you have a sense of whether the messages on 4A and 4D are almost directly 3A, 3D, or something else is happening?
Well, I wish Damian was on the call because he understands this better than I do. I don't know how much Bez does with the message. I know that all they do right now is they look at the common header. They don't look at the payload at all. So the payload must be sent intact to DMAP, mm-hmm. I've got to believe. But I don't know if there is any filtering of the common header. I think there might be because, I think there's some fields that the network function doesn't populate that might get populated within the collector before the topics get sent to DMAP. But I'm really just not sure. I'm not an expert on the internals there. Okay. But I do know that all that's used for routing is currently is the domain field. And so none of the payload is. So I got to believe the payload is sent intact. But there may be more things around it.
Okay. There was
so the chunker, right? The West collector. I think the collector message we have the notification, West notification. The West collector you have FM, PM, and the CM. So we are in here only focus on the CM notified. So collector is not only one collector.
Yeah, it could be multiple instances of the collector. Here we're just showing one. And by the way, in the POP for Dublin, something was already done for 3D and 4D. There's an FM West message and a PM West message.
So they are just here talking only CM notified. What's your question?
So my question is the message, West message that comes into the collector and the message that is published on DMAP, are they pretty much identical? And that's one, I'm just asking a very broad question. Or
It's not identical. We went through this with the weekend. It's not that, that's why not clear, neither again, specifically. It's different. They have the message you're talking about, the Dublin release notification, even the bulky PM, they also use the CM not usually it's not notification, but it's not CM notified. The message event notification for PM too. They do have notification, but it's different from the CM notified.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll, and so this is the target, and it's going to be in release 7 now, right? Yeah.
So Shankar, yeah. A few questions since you are this figure, right? So the one you have the song you have, like say configure DB, your full. So one you have, so I from SDR to the configure DB. So the one you conversion happen in the SDR, right? Or it happen in the runtime configure DB in the one app.
What conversion?
Convert to the EN to SQL.
That if the runtime config DB, if it's SQL, then SDNR is doing some work parsing a VES message and doing an SDL data API. And that's the way currently this interface 4B is an SQL kind of interface for create and update database. So what I'm requesting Sandeep to do is to use that same interface. We are not changing anything in the config DB for Frankfurt because there's no time to make any changes. So it is an SQL database with some very simple tables. There are only two tables. But there is an API to make changes. And we'll make sure that this VES message uses, it's a kind of a mock-up message, but it'll use information. It'll present information in a way that SDNR can read that and say, oh, okay, I have to update the neighbor list in config DB. And in release 7, many things will change. The model will change. And so the schemas will change.
Okay. Schema will change. Okay. So then the one just quick, so you for the parameter extract for neighbor list, the ID, that happens, the action take into SDR conversion to YAN extraction to script happen in the SDR, not in the R config DB, right, for the R6.
That's true. In what we are doing in release 6 Frankfurt is similar to what we did in release 5 Dublin, is that this config DB is SQL. And so if anybody wants to make a change to the database, this is an SQL-like interface. Well, I mean, it's an API. It doesn't have specific SQL queries, but it's an API saying create update tables.
Okay. All right.
And we were talking about the how will things be when we change the Yang model? So I'm sort of switching topics to the whole Yang model processing issue.
Before we leave that topic.
Yeah, we don't want to, yeah.
So I think just so there's no confusion, it sounds like there's some overlap between what Sandeep is doing and doing stuff with CM Notify and what Nokia is doing with CM Notify as well. And we just want to be clear that either the teams are coordinated or that they're aware of each other's work or there's no overlap with what they're doing, and we're clear about that. So what I heard was, can I go back to my screen?
Sure. Yeah. And just a quick response to that. I don't think there's an overlap, but Steam should certainly share information.
Yeah, because, that's fine.
Somebody's generating a VES message, somebody's right. collecting it and right. processing okay. it, and then someone else is reading yeah. it. Yeah.
So, I mean, in the actual, there's several steps, right? So if we say like, step one is that the XNF is, or the RAN simulator, right, generates a VES event, a CM notify event, right? Mm-hmm. The step two, let's say, the DCAE collect VES collector is essentially receiving the receiving the event, and And then basically DCAE does some processing, let's say genetic evidence. And then in step four, as an output of that, this something gets on the DMAP. In step five, the runtime config DB is updated, right? Can we kind of agree on those sort of steps?
There is an intermediate step because yes, runtime DB gets updated, but the intermediate step is if we have this concept, I don't know if it's still there, that certain tables or certain part of the database in runtime DB has an owner as to who could write. So there is an intermediate module which is doing the writes. So when you say update, that's true, but there is some ONAP component that's receiving the DMAP message and doing the RCDB updates. And so that's a significant step from a Jira perspective.
Right? Okay, so I think it's something in CCSDK receives. Listening on
correct.
On DMAP, and eventually the runtime DB software gets that and says, "Hey, I need to do something." Okay, fair enough. So so the things that we are, so if we can agree, these are the sort of the six steps. Sandeep is kind of, if I understand correctly.
Sure.
When you say CCSDK, you mean CCSDK aligned component. I mean, the SDK by itself is not going to do anything.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just nitpicking, but right. Yeah.
Exactly. Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah, go ahead.
We went from raw data onto the bus, but was there some normalization step in between somewhere, between one and five, I think, or is that implied, or how do we, when the data gets onto DMAP, is there any kind of normalization that occurs before then?
What's an example of normalization?
The formatting of the data so that it fits a certain data model, or like, making it vendor independent, or it's a layer of abstraction normally that it restricts the range for processing by other subtending systems that could use the data to do like machine learning, for example. Or is this just stored raw data, vendor specific? What was the goal here? Is the question.
I have my initial answer, which is there is a school of thought saying there are components like the database should be aligned as much as possible to the model of the network coming in. So we probably don't want a lot of model transformation. Just so that we can keep track of model changes. Now, that being said, if you're publishing on DMAP, some other component can receive that message and publish something else. There's nothing stopping anybody from doing that. So if there is the normalization of the type that you're mapping models for analysis and things like that, it could be one more, it could be another DCA microservice that receives the same message and says, "Oh, I'm doing analysis. I'm doing historical analysis on this." But that's different from something
or driving service assurance, right? It doesn't
right.
Right.
So, and that's the idea here. The data is going to come in, it'll be published to a DMAP topic, and then anybody can subscribe to it. Like the ConfigDB can subscribe to the changes, or some other application can subscribe to the changes and do the manipulations you're talking about, Fred.
Right.
So it's going to be raw. That was my only question. So the answer is this is just raw data being loaded according to some policy or rules, and then from there, anything can happen.
No, we don't have a policy rule yet.
So I'll make one more comment. Brian Freeman had once said, it's raw, but if you might want to think about suppressing duplicate messages, however duplicate is defined.
Yeah, absolutely. There's that kind of correction. Yeah. There's getting rid of zero data or bad data. There's otherwise, of course, like you said, the encoding, which is the normalization. So
that remains to be discussed.
Yeah,
there is But like I said, I'm only repeating what I said is there's one person from AT&T, and he's presenting a demo later as some ideas as to how you can go from Yang model in the network to the database and try to preserve it as automated as possible, so that when changes are made
properly. But the raw data isn't in a Yang format, right?
It's or not in it? A Yang format, but I think we should talk about how it's aligned to the Yang model, because the more alignment there is, the better.
Well, that's kind of the point I was making. I wasn't so specific as to what model, but yes, and there could be other models that stem from that as well afterwards. All right, I think true. we're in the same page. So yeah.
And that's what round off that, just to round off that thought, the reason the Yang model is important is because when the controller goes back to take action, it's the same Yang model. So you're getting a message from
precisely.
A Yang model compliant network, and you're going to send back a message to a Yang model compliant network. So in the interim, your database should be as aligned as possible to that model. Otherwise, there's a whole lot of model transfer.
Yep.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Just key so to update the runtime config DB. It's not by the DMAP. So we have to control only so the. So I know we don't have SDNR for CCSDK, CCSD/SDNR, the persona, to update the runtime config DB. So all the data, fit into the config DB controlled by the CCSDK SDNR. So
yeah, so my point here was really trying to coordinate. What I see is, I think, what I heard from all of this discussion is that Sandeep, I think, is doing this piece, and I think he's doing this piece.
No. First, step one is not Sandeep. Step one is Vipro.
Oh, okay. So, fine. But the point is not Nokia. is what I'm okay. trying to get to. So I'm trying to say what's not Nokia and what's Nokia. Correct. That's where I'm trying to get
step
to.
Step one is Wipro. So. Wipro for the SAN project only.
Okay.
They're not... undertaking everything for, I don't want to speak for them.
Okay, that's fine. And I believe that, I think Nokia was looking at doing this piece, I think.
And step two.
Nokia do the step two.
Step two, okay.
Yeah.
And Wipro was also doing this piece, the end
No,
piece?
That's Sandeep.
No,
that's step
Sandeep.
Six.
Okay. Yeah.
Step six is Sandeep, and actually step five is also Sandeep.
I see. Okay. Okay.
I think step three also the Nokia or Yogani thing. No, step four. Step four also Nokia too.
Okay. Okay. So this is what I was not super clear.
Sorry, one comment, Ben. We should get it clarified from Sandeep. Uh-huh. One reason is I believe he did a lot of step five, and there were people from Tech Mahindra who did step six, and at that time he was in Tech Mahindra. So we have to ask how that's going to work.
Who's the Tech Mahindra?
There was a person called Devendra who was doing the Swagger publish for the database.
Is he still working on this or no?
I have to ask Sandeep. Well, Sandeep basically brought Devendra into the.
But do you have the email, Shankar?
Yeah, he should be in. He should be in. It's a DEV. DEVE. Ben. DEVE. No, that's not the right name. Let me see if I can find the email.
Sometimes some people don't show up in the thing. For whatever reason, even though we know.
I don't know if he's still
participating. Right, that's fine.
Sandeep can speak to that.
Okay. So let me try to get to the point I'm trying to make, though. So some things are happening in R6, and I think from what Marge was telling us, some of this Nokia work is not happening in R6, right? So I just want to make sure there's no outage here that you might be doing stuff for the generation in the RAND sim, and you might be doing stuff on the back end for listening to DMAP and RNTimeDB config updates, but this other piece is not happening in R6 because of the VES event.
review that's happening, right? And I think it's expected that this would go into 7.2. This is what I'm hearing.
Ben, one short query or clarification. So this initial upload of Young model or this periodic upload, that's also kind of a prerequisite for this all these steps, right?
Yeah, that's also the whole setup of the whole database. But let's set that aside for a second because that's kind of the onboarding stuff. Let's suppose all of that has been done.
Okay.
The actual sending the event and listening to an event and receiving the event and doing something with the event has a series of steps that is independent of what you just said, right? So that's a whole nother ball of wax that we're not going to cover in 5 minutes. So I just want to be clear that there's kind of two teams doing two different things that might depend on each other, that might be out of sync, that needs to talk to each other. So what I'm seeing is that there's sort of a step of things that happen for an event that gets created, an event that gets received by ONAP, an event that gets processed eventually to land in an update of the runtime config DB. And that's great that some things are happening in R6. I mean, originally all of this was supposed to happen in R6, but because of the standards and harmonization and re-reviews and the best event reviews that are happening and updates, I think step 2, 3, and 4 won't get done in R6, right? So we need to be aware of that, right? Does that make sense to people? Are we all on the same page? Yes, Shankar, Joanne, Mark.
Sorry, yeah, I'm sending you a chat message about, yeah. What did you ask?
Sorry. So what I was saying is that I just want to make sure we're all on the same page about, you know, the RAN sim, it is being done by, you know, WePro or whatever in R6, and the actual VEST processing, the collection and processing and publishing
on DMAP. Yeah. That's R7.
Done by Nokia, but it's not happening in R6 because
of
various reasons.
That's true. And I'll tell you my view of why I agree is because we officially asked the DCIE PTL, Vijay, saying, look, what's happening with DCIE and processing this message, collecting and publishing this message, because there's no point in one use case doing it because it's going to be common. So Vijay basically said, first he said, if it's ready, DCA will do it. If it's not ready, we're going to do it in R7. So that was pretty much the end of story.
Okay.
So we then we said, fine, there's no point in touching steps 2, 3, 4
until it's ready.
Doing something that's throwaway work.
Yeah.
But then the challenge is, can we do something useful for step 1 and step 5, which is
demo not throwaway something. Work. Yeah. Right. Right.
So Shankar, let's just say that we know VJ can, we're not doing, right? But let's say the one the WePro doing, let's say the, step 2 to step 5, you know, just for demo, or step 4 for the demo purpose. So then after demo, so the easy to take off, right, for my new lake, then Nokia kick in R7 can plug into the, you know, original, the step 5. Step one, right?
And for demo purposes, maybe you can just show, you know, inject a fake message or something at step 5 or 6 to say we've got something, and this is what would happen if you got something, right?
I think the goal is the message is a mock-up, but the action is not fake.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is SDNR makes a change to the RAN simulator. RAN simulator sends a CM notify, and that CM notify actually gets to DMAP. It's a real CM notify. We are only faking the format of the message.
I see. Okay.
Yeah. Instead of
have you figured out what messages you're going to use for that yet from the simulator?
That's what this discussion is about, which is what should be the format of the VEST message. In Dublin, earlier it was, okay, here's a file, just please load it.
No, I meant the actual content, not just the format. What events do we want to drive, ultimately, is the content, question.
True, but for this spark, it's going to be specific things. The PCI value changed, and the neighbor list changed. Or actually, not even the neighbor list. It might even be one property of the neighbor list. So it's very, very limited to, and it is using so a YAN model.
A threshold change on the neighbor list, which gets propagated due to what causing action?
The causing actions can be two types of causes. One is something inside the RAND simulator itself, which is driven by from the GUI. Or the other one is it's a result of an STNR controller action. Does that make sense?
Well, no, not because the STNR controller wouldn't impact the RAND, if I'm understanding it correctly, but we can talk about that later.
Oh, it would. This is a simulator. This is a RAND simulator. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Got it.
So that was already demoed in Dublin. There is a substantial RAND simulator project, which is when we say simulator, it's actually simulating the whole NetConf interface and the model.
Right.
And the model. It's not really doing propagation and MIMO and stuff like that. It's like, can you receive a message? Can you change your database that the cell has a property change, and can you send it back?
I get it. All right, thanks.
By the way, Devendra doesn't show up in ONAP if you look.
I'm searching for his name right now. Yeah.
But the weird thing is, I mean, I've had in the past couple weeks many other people that, like, you don't show up either. Like, if I look for NK, I used to be able to find you, but for some reason I can't find you anymore.
Oh, really?
But there's a problem. There's a problem in ONAP. I know I've added your name many times in meeting notes, and right now it's not finding you anymore.
So the Shank Ben, right? For the just make sure we make a coordination for the you step like say step four, right? Mm-hmm. For the relay, the subscribe event, and for the Nokia, how they coordinate whatever the repro need, because they are doing the event change only based on two parameter, mm-hmm. like Shank just mentioned, the neighbor list, the PC cell.
Yeah.
Once we do the R7, we have a whole lot of parameter we'll do that add in for the any CM change, parameter chain we had to add in. So that one will be more than what the R6 will be in place.
That's a good point. Yeah. I think you know, probably the Nokia team should just talk to this team so that at least they know what each others are doing and that they're associated with each other, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So I think even if things aren't happening in R7, and Marge and I can coordinate because we do meet with that team regularly.
Actually, we're going to have the other calls on call starting now, so you could jump to that bridge.
right. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, we're at time. Any final thoughts from anybody? I know we didn't cover all our topics, but I think we made a lot of progress. Okay, so any final thoughts from anybody?
I'm just, if you want to join the call, if people don't know, I'm going to just put it in the chat here.
Yeah.
I was just going to ask you to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, great. It should also be in a calendar, I believe, but yeah.
Oh, it didn't come up. Wait, sorry. Don't close yet.
Yeah, sure. You can also find it in the calendar too.
Yeah, it's in the calendar.
You just go to the community calendar. You should see it there too.
My copy paste didn't work. I'm still getting Devendra. Copy paste is not working on Windows. I don't know why.
Go to this. It's in this meeting here. Yeah, I can put it in chat.
You found it?
Yeah, it should be this.
Oh, okay. Good. Thanks.
Okay. I don't want you to be late for your own meeting. So, okay. Thank you, everybody. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. Sorry. Take care. Bye.